The week began with a flurry of media interest in the aftermath of a murder trial. Commentator David Cole questions our interest in that particular case.
A baby in daycare is dead. There are no witnesses, but suspicion focuses on a young girl who was in the room with the baby shortly before she died. She's charged with murder, but maintains her innocence, arguing that the baby's injuries were inflicted by someone else before the baby came to daycare that morning. The girl is convicted and sentenced to 25 years in prison. It could be the case against au pair Louise Woodward, but it isn't. The defendant in this case is named Lucretia Murray. Unlike Woodward's case, Murray's case received almost no attention from the national media. And unlike Woodward, Lucretia Murray was not released for time served after trial. She is now serving the first year of her 25-year sentence at age 12. There are differences between the cases. One is age. While Woodward is 19, an adult in the eyes of the law, Lucretia was only 11 at the time of her alleged crime. Yet a Texas district attorney chose to make her a poster child for juvenile crime and charged her with capital murder. She is believed to be the youngest person ever so charged. The prosecution backed off that charge only after a court-appointed psychologist testified on cross-examination that she did not believe Lucretia had intended to kill the baby. Everyone knows about Louise Woodward, but you've probably never heard of Lucretia Murray. Her case, tried in Austin, Texas earlier this year, received little attention outside the state. The case raised the same issues regarding unregulated child care as Woodward's, and the same tragedy of an infant's death. But instead of featuring a British au pair providing daycare for a relatively wealthy couple, this case involved a poor black child living in a home that provided unlicensed family daycare to other poor families in the area. Whether class and race made the difference in the results of these two cases is difficult to say. Despite their similarities, the cases do involve different actors, different evidence, different juries, and different judges. But the same media that chose to focus on Woodward ignored Murray. Race and class certainly seemed to make a difference in whether anyone paid attention. On the radio the other day, I listened as a predominantly black listening audience called into a talk show to register their outrage at what the judge had done in the Woodward case. Underlying virtually every complaint was a sense that a poor black defendant would never have had the same chance that Woodward had. I think the judge's action in the Woodward case may well have been justified on its own terms. But cases like Lucretia Murray's suggest that the callers had a point. Until we address the class and race disparities that continue to plague not only our system of criminal justice, but the media's interest in covering it, even acts of mercy will justifiably occasion suspicion.